The jeers came from more than 100 demonstrators venting their anger over North's role in the Iran-Contra arms for hostage scandal in the 1980s. 45-year-old David Thomas explained why he was carrying a sign reading Oliver North, International Terrorist.
Because he sold drugs and weapons to supply the Contras, who then used the money to murder peasants in Nicaragua. Nobody should give him a dime for what he's done. It's morally wrong, and we're here to say so.
Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce paid North $30,000 for his keynote performance, and he got cheers and a standing ovation when he closed his speech with a call to Wisconsin businesses to use their hiring power to help returning soldiers.
They have already had more responsibility, seen more suffering and death than their civilian contemporaries, certainly those youngsters outside, will ever have the rest of their lives, and they will make the best employees you ever had. God bless you, and thank you for having me here.
That message resonated for Steve Brenton of the Wisconsin Hospital Association.
I think Ollie North is a patriot. He always has been. He was exonerated, and he just presented a powerful presentation that I think impressed the 1,000 people that were here today for lunch. And I think our hospitals have been and will be very responsive to both the enlisted folks as they leave their enlistment and the reserves and the guards.
North's message didn't speak to all those at the convention, though. One mortgage banker who works with Habitat for Humanity said she was glad to see the anti-North demonstrators and was disappointed in the WMC for choosing North as a speaker. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.